This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
So happy to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Today is already a fulfilling, high-achieving, goal award-winning day, don't you think? The time on my watch right now, this exact time, is 11:33 a.m. It's Sunday, football Sunday, right? November 29th, 2015. There will never ever be another day like it. In the background, in the backdrop, is Nat King Cole. I have just received my crate of records, vinyl, okay? That dusty, I actually needed lotion multiple times today because I'm just digging through the crates of old records. And I found two that I'm going to play throughout this month, and they're Christmas albums. I'm just happy and excited, so I kind of fixed them up and color-coded them and artist-coded them and genre-coded them, so I'm very happy with that. So if you hear the music in the background, I appreciate you, Nat King Cole. Thank you. So today is a beautiful day. It's a great day. I love that I'm actually having the opportunity to live it. I know I might sound a little over-the-edge positive to some folks, but trust me, when you get up, okay? And you just got to be happy with that. Listen, I do apologize. I want to give you a little disclaimer. My throat, everything is raspy. I'm coming down with a bit of a cough. I'm going to try to knock it out. But I just wanted to let you know I am Stacy Cross. You're listening to Get Uncomfortable with your host, the Comfort Killer, Stacy Cross. I am here to bring awareness, resources, strategies on how to get uncomfortable in life, how to direct thoughts into meaningful actions resulting in successful habits that will enable you to achieve the highest state of happiness, health, and wealth. And if those were to be in order, okay, order of importance, it's of course health, happiness, and wealth. I do this because my goal is to spread love, massive love, into the universe, shine light into the darkest of places, and plant seeds that will blossom into prosperous and fulfilling life. Okay. In the last episode, we explored what it means to be lucky or unlucky and how to create more luck for yourself just by changing how you think and what you think. Yes, I believe it's that simple. If you haven't already listened, go ahead and pause this episode and just press one back. It's episode 4. Reference that one in your playlist. Now, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes by searching Get Uncomfortable or access it straight from my website, getuncomfortable.podomatic.com, whichever is easiest for you. And make sure you leave a review, which not only helps this podcast reach millions more, or millions by itself, or hundreds, right? I'll be happy with just one more listener. But more importantly, leaving a review helps me gain insight on what my audience, what you want, and how I could help deliver it to make you better, to make me better, and of course, to make this podcast better. So it reaches more, and it's more efficient, and it's helpful, and it does what my intent says it will. So thank you. In today's episode, we're going to talk about perception and how one word can work for you or against you in every part, in every sector, in every corner of your life. I mean, really, What people perceive of you either attracts them to you, the job you want, the friends you have, where you live, the opportunities you receive or don't receive. Have you ever just liked someone, wanted to be in their company for no reason at all? Like, why do I even like you so much? Like, I don't know you. You know, we met for about 2-3 minutes. I'm here. We're having a great conversation. We tend to click. And I just feel like being around you. You're positive. What you say is, you know, I kind of dig it. I love that about you. So have you ever had a person like that where you just don't know what it was? No reason at all. You just wanted to be around that person. Well, that's what perception is, okay? Whether they know it or not, they actually created how you view them. What it is that you love about them is unbeknownst to you, but you just want it to be around them. We'll get deeper in this fact, but first, here's a quick story. A few days ago, well, actually, I believe it was yesterday, right? I was at the resource center. We're in the break room. It was just about time to leave. I'm talking to the guys on the ramp. Okay, a guy on the ramp, of course, it's an airline industry, so you got the guys on the ramp that load, unload the bags. Then you got the guys outside, or the ladies outside, or the ladies on the ramp, vice versa. But anyway, I was talking to the guys on the ramp, and I asked them, I saw them drinking porridge. And I'm Jamaican, so there's this way that Jamaicans make porridge, and we love our porridge. And I saw them eating it one day, so I referenced that. I said, hey, listen, I saw you eating porridge a while ago. Wow, like, I wish I had some porridge. And, you know, we kind of laughed. And he's from the island. He's not Jamaican, but he's from one of the islands. And he was like, oh, man, yeah, porridge. And I have the cookies, too, the crackers. Did you see that? Yeah, I saw the crackers. And I was like, man, I haven't seen anyone eat those kind of crackers, those island Jamaican kind of West Indian crackers in forever. He was like, oh. I was like, where did you get those? He said, at the West Indian market. So I said, oh, cool. Where is that? He said, where do you live? I said, I live in this place called, and I told him where I lived. And he said, oh my God. And everyone in the break room just stopped. And he was like, no, oh my God. He's like, rich people live over there. You know, people with money and they live over there. Wow, you live over there? And I was like, yeah, but you know, I'm just like not even understanding because, and then he turns out, he said, rich people, people with money, business owners, and he starts going off and I just had to leave the break room. And he kept going in about what type of people live in my neighborhood. Now, that's a perception, okay? Do I know that that's a perception? Yes. Did I actually want that perception to have the outreach outside of me? Yes. Did I know that around this neighborhood, you may have millionaires? Yes. Did I know that there's a lot of business owners in this neighborhood? Yes. Did I know that prior to my moving here? Yes. Is that why I moved here? Yes. He hit it on the nail, ladies and gentlemen. I moved here because that's the type of environment I wanted to be in. It was conducive to my being an entrepreneur, to my starting my business, to my networking. So that now when I have a conversation, it's not, hey, where do you live? I say this part of this part of the city. And everyone's like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't go over there. But OK, let's continue. That's a perception that someone already made just by where you live. Now, I'm not saying you should get out of your house and go try to live in the most affluent neighborhood in your city. I'm just saying that this is out there. Perceptions are as live as words and thoughts. People perceive, people judge, and guess what? I want you to. So I just wanted to share that story about perception, and it just happened to me yesterday, and I believe that's why I chose this topic today is because it stuck with me. And I was trying to share that with my cousin and show her. And I looked at her and I said, you see what I mean? This is what I want. Okay. So I'm already creating how I want people to react to me. Not that I'm better than them, but that I might have something to offer them, whether in whatever situation or experience that I'm in. So before we go any further, let's go ahead and define the word perception. Of course, the noun, and then its action word, perceive. Perception. The ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. Okay? How many senses do we have, right? See, smell, touch. Okay? See or hear. So, the normal limits of human perception. It says that underneath. The state of being or process of becoming aware of something through the senses. So, that gentleman in the break room heard something about my area. Maybe even seen it for himself. Maybe took a stroll through. Maybe went through the neighborhood. Maybe went shopping here. Who knows? But there was a perception already made about this neighborhood. And that is now what it is, because now that's knowledge. So perception could be knowledge, whether you agree with it or disagree with it or whatever, indifferent, whatever. It's consciousness. It's a realization. It's knowledge. It's an awareness. It's a recognition. You say this area, I'm already associating it with wealth. Okay? So it's our perceptions of our own limitations. Perception. Okay? Our perception of our own limitations. Now, anyone in their right mind, usually no one's in their right mind at this time when it comes to perception, because someone created it and then you just run with it, right? Like they said, hey, you need 12 years of schooling, right? 13 to 12 years of schooling. Who said that? It's just perception. Now that's what we believe is true. So perceptions could turn into knowledge to facts. So that's why we must be aware and conscious of what we're perceiving and how we're perceiving it, because it could play a negative role in your life. But for my purposes in this episode, we're going to keep it in a positive role in what we perceive. And you'll hear through the stories and what I share with you. So I hope you understand that. Again, Nat King Cole is in the background. I'm actually kind of losing my train of thought a bit, but I'm going to still let it get some play. Because I do like Nat King Cole. All right, so of course, we talked about the ability to see, hear, or become aware. That's perception. Again, a way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something. If you let someone perceive something for you, then that's their truth that you took. Okay? And for a positive spin on this podcast, we're going to keep it very positive. We're not going to talk about the downfalls of perception and conspiracy and things like that. We're just going to keep it positive. Maybe save that for another episode. Okay? But just let's take it under. Let's go to defining the word perceive, the action word, the verb. Become aware or conscious of something. To become aware or conscious of something, come to realize or understand, interpret or look on something or something in a particular way. That's the one I like. Interpret or look on someone or something in a particular way. You know, that's what it is. Now, if I talk to that same guy, okay, that same gentleman, in the break room, if I talk to him about, let's say, business, is that person more likely to listen to me in business than with someone living in a different area, area high in crime and, let's say, drug dealing and different things like that? It's just known for that. Who would that person listen to? I mean, it's obvious, right? Even if I know nothing about business, even if the other person in the other area knows everything about business, who's a business star, who has an MBA, 3 business, it doesn't matter. Perception actually comes before you, okay? Perception actually comes before who you are. So that's important to know. So for one to perceive, you must first judge, think, consider. And the perception is the effect. So to perceive is to judge, think, consider. And then the perception is, of course, the effect. So I perceive this area to be the best for me. And the perception is the effect. The thought, belief, or actual judgment. So let's make this clear. Everyone is judging something or someone. You walk into a restaurant. You're judging your waiter or waitress by how the interaction goes, friendliness, the attentiveness of the person, in order to weigh how much you leave for a tip. See, if I was ever a waiter or a waitress or a busboy or whatever, I mean, I'd never worked in a restaurant. I mean, I worked in my uncle's, you know, Jamaican restaurant, and that's no, by far means nowhere close to being, like, let's say, a five-star restaurant, walking up and serving, taking orders, going back. I never did that. Excuse me. So if I want perceptions to change about me, if I want the highest, if I want the effect to be the highest tip ever, I am going to gun for it. What am I going to do? I am going to change the perceptions of how someone thinks a waiter, waitress should be, right? You know that they're going to come to your table and ask if you want water. You know they're going to take your order and smile here and there, come back and maybe ask if your food was great or good or whatever. You know they're going to do that. That's the perception of what a waiter or waitress does, okay? At, let's say, an Applebee's or a Friday's. Now, if you want the highest tip and you know that that's your goal, you're going to change the perception and wow them. And how do you change your perception? They're already perceiving or making a judgment call based on what standard was standardized in the hospitality or food industry. You know, I don't know what to call it. So what you're going to do, you're going to go there. You're going to, first of all, maybe bend down, kneel, get eye to eye, say, hello, my name is, how is your day? You know, what brings you in? I'm actually so happy that you're here today. You know, I'm glad that I'm here to serve you today. And just even opening it up like that, you change the perception of what a great and a good waiter or waitress does. You now moved yourself from being a good waiter, a good person in customer service, to a great person just by changing, here we go, I'm snapping it up, changing what's perceived, okay? So that's what I'm saying. And then by the end of the night, you're just carousing them, and then boom, you get a great tip. And it's not all the time that you're going to get a great tip, but you must continue to change the perception. Because what happens? You change your perception, you didn't get what you want, and you stop. And that's what usually happens. You know, I can move here in this great neighborhood, nice huge house, and my library is nice. I have a 7.5-foot Christmas tree. I know that's nothing, right? I brag about it, but it's nothing. People have like a 12-foot freaking real Christmas tree. I have this plastic, but it's 7.5-foot. It's the biggest tree I ever owned. And I'm happy about it. And I have a basement with a huge office, upstairs, downstairs, 2 bathrooms, 3 floors. And, you know, and what could I do? I could just take it for what it is. I created a perception. I'm here. Now what do I do with it? I have to continue. I have to use it to my advantage. And that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. So you judge everything. Everyone is judging something. So you must judge yourself and know that you're judging. Be conscious of it. Be aware of it. And don't be judging like, okay, let's see, a negative style. Just know that if you see a family, you know, or you see a single mom with pushing a stroller, what is your automatic judgment of her? What do you think of this person walking down? She had not opened her mouth yet. You already put some perceptions on that person, didn't you? And it's okay because we all do it. There's no right or wrong here. It's just lessons and intent, okay? So you judge everything and everyone, and guess what? It's okay. As I just said, everyone is doing it to you. So knowing this simple fact, how do you want to be perceived? How do you want to be perceived? What perceptions, beliefs, thoughts do you want left in regards to you and how your environment interacts with you? Remember, everything is perception. Now, to take it a little deeper, okay? Here's another story. At the resource center again, okay? We having 2 separate coworkers probably came in having a perception that somebody created, or that person even created for themselves. They come in to the workday with this perception. They come in already angry at the person. They come in already disgusted by the person. You know, and as a leader, I have to listen to anyone that wants to talk about someone else doing something else. But here's where I kind of differ from other leaders. I break things down. So very quickly, long story short, person A comes in, runs in the back office, runs in my office and says, hey, I don't know where this other person is, but whatever. I don't know. I just don't know. He's not there. He's not at his where he needs to be. I don't know. I'm going upstairs. I said, okay, that's fine. Talk to me later. But yeah, I got it. Go upstairs. Person B comes in, the person she's talking about. He's on his lunch break. Okay. I called him. Hey, person B, where are you? Yeah. Are you good? You know, everything's okay. Yeah. Everything's good. Stace, I got 2 minutes. I'm heading back now. I said, okay. And I thought about that. And I was like, that's a little bit weird. You know, that person A runs in here. Person B was just on break. Normal stuff, everyday stuff, right? What's that about? You know, and finally, after talking to both of them, I realized that person A has a definite, you know, a perception about this person. And I don't want to go in it deeper than that, but let's just say the perception was built already. No matter what person B does, he could never do right. Do you understand? No matter what person B does, even if I called back and said, hey, listen, person A, he's on break. Oh, it really felt like it was a long time. Doesn't matter if time is not of the essence. You see, things are never factual. That's why things don't exist. And I know I'm going off here, maybe on a tangent, maybe you don't understand. Things don't exist. Because to person A, person B on away forever. It was forever. To person B, it was 43 minutes. Do you understand? Time is not even close to perception. Nothing matters with perception. So now the person has to change their perception. And I spoke to them about this in depth. And hopefully they took away from it what my intent was. But I just wanted to share that with you, that people have preconceived notions of you already. Okay? Preconceived notions of you. And you could tell. I mean, they're not trying to hide it. They're usually upset. They usually are a bit snappy around you. They have preconceived notions, what it is. You know, and when we get deeper into it, we start to see that the real root reason is jealousy, hatred. It goes all back to certain things. And I'm not saying that the person may be jealous or hating, but something happened. I don't know what happened. Something happened that caused a perception. All right, so let's talk about cops, policemen, 911. That's a perception, right? You got people on this side saying, hey, F, quote unquote, F the police, right? They go into police brutality and different things that's going on. I mean, personally, I don't watch the news. I don't know what's going on. I hear little bits and pieces from people I usually walk away from. Things that don't affect me, I don't try to keep that energy around. And that's either bad or good, depending on how you perceive it. But I don't care necessarily when it comes to that. So, and then on the other side, you have people whose families are cops and they're heroes and they're proud and they're honorable. How is that? Why is that? Okay. You know, when I lived a very long time ago in my early years and teens, you know what? We were just driving around in the car playing loud music, packed up in the car, and just like, you know, we may or may not have drank, you know, and the cops always pulled me over. It was for a while I had a, you know, excuse me, my driver's license was suspended because it was tickets and tickets. I always got pulled over. Always. And then now I haven't gotten pulled over for at least like two years. Why is that? Why was, when I didn't want to get pulled over, I got pulled over. And now I don't care about getting pulled over. I don't get pulled over. You see what I'm saying? It's just a bit weird. I try to look into things deeper, excuse me, to try to find the reasoning. Now, the thing is, my mom always was kind of scared. And, you know, she always never really liked to see him and things like that. But I changed my perception with the whole brutality thing. I said one thing that I think made perfect sense to me. It doesn't matter how much police brutality is going on. It doesn't matter how much there are honorable cops, dishonorable cops, there's a there's a sample size of them both, right? But this is what it boils down to me. It boils down to when I'm in need or if there's ever an emergency, who do you call? Guess what? You pick up the phone and you dial 911. Okay, so I can't say that I'm going to curse out a cop. You know, I know you've seen people's Facebooks. They really like, oh, they go in on them. You know, there's good, they're bad, but at the same time, you're going to need them. And when you need them, they're there. And the good ones are there. And the good one, if someone gets in trouble or, you know, you come home and the unfortunate happenings of a home break-in or something like that, you carjacked, I don't know, whatever you need them for, they're coming. A burning building, you got them running in and they're telling you to get out. They're saving you. You're running out and they're running in. You got shooters somewhere and something unfortunate, God forbid, something happens in a mass hysteria, they're going in there. You're running out. So you got to look at things that may have not happened yet. And I changed my perception of what I feel about police because I know the perception of what I felt about them was given by, of course, social and my family because how they felt. We didn't have cops in our family. We didn't have an uncle that was a cop, a cousin that was a cop. So our feelings of them were differently. We felt how we felt about the tickets. We hated them. You know, and I felt and I took that consciously and I changed the way I thought about them and I perceived them and I thanked them for what they did. And of course, we're going to still have the two side actions going on because it's a dual world. Okay, good, bad, whatever, indifferent. But I change me personally. And that's why it doesn't affect me anymore. And that's just another quick story about perception. So how do we change? How do you change what is perceived of you? Do the opposite of what is expected of you. So it's easy. If you always expected to be a complainer, right? Stop complaining. Easy. If you're expected as a tardy individual who is never on time for meetings or social gatherings, well, you know what it is perceived. You change. Start changing how you show up by when you show up. Simple. Changing perceptions may take some time, but guarantee if you change them to your benefit, you will not only be more successful, but you will have taken control of your environment and universe and everyone that enters it. So I think ultimately we want to dominate, we want to change, and we want to command our life. You know, we don't want it to work for us. We want to work for it. We want it to work for us by us creating how to work for it. It's almost like you created the game. You're going to play it to win. You're going to have an unfair advantage. You're going to set it up. So set yourself up to win. You set yourself up for success, not failure. That's two snaps. But you will have taken control of your environment. Trust me. Remember, everything is subjective. And whether you like it or not, we're still interdependent on each other. That's life. We must learn to collide our worlds with others and find harmony, balance, and synergy lest we find ourselves alone, broke, unhappy, depressed. I'm not saying you can't conquer your world alone, but I am saying you cannot conquer any other person's world. Okay? Just yours. There will be no impact, influence, satisfaction, merit without doing for others as well. And in doing for others, you must begin to change what they think of you and direct them to think better. I know what you're saying. Why should I care what people think, right? You're saying, I said it too. In my early rebel years, I don't care what people think of me. I'm just going to do whatever I want and that's it, you know? We all said it. We all, you know, even now, you look at TV and you're like, oh man, that person doesn't care. Look at some artists. They're doing the craziest thing. Some music artists, right? Some musicians and some celebrities. They're doing the craziest thing. You know what? They earned that crazy. I'll tell you right now. They earned the crazy. And then when they're broke, they did not earn the crazy and they can't do that anymore. I'm telling you. It's just like that. All right? So why should you care what people think? You're right. You know, to a certain degree, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. And in certain situations, I don't care. Just like the police thing. If I don't want to hear the news and I don't watch the news, I'm not going to do it. And that's just bottom line. And it starts with that. But until you're a multi-billionaire, right? And until you need no one's assistance, at all in career, marriage, family, guess what? You better start caring about what you are portraying in the world. You have to earn the right to have a shitty attitude. And I'm being for real, okay? Serious. You need a job, you should care how you're perceived. You need a better life for you and your family, you should definitely care how you're perceived. You should care. You have a business and you have customers, you better care. You need help with, you know, your education, and you need help with your health and life and things like that. You better start caring right now. You're only keeping your head above water, you know, only making your ends meet, living paycheck to paycheck. You better care. You're unhappy, you better start caring. You're comfortable, you must care. My point is this: we all need to care about how we are perceived. And make it positive. That's my show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure having you here. I'm sorry, my disclaimer, I did kind of tell you that I'm going to be coughing. I kind of pressed pause and stopped throughout the episode. If you hear that it's kind of choppy, I do apologize. I was coughing. But I don't care. No, I do care. I only intend to bring you the best of the best. You can reach me. Email me. TheComfortKiller@gmail.com. I am on Instagram, Stacey A. Cross. I'm on Twitter, Stacey A. Cross. And I believe I'm on Facebook, The Comfort Killer. I need to align these things. It's getting out of hand. But I definitely want to hear from you. Of course, get me on iTunes. Get uncomfortable. This is your show. And we kill comfort, baby. Watch how you're perceived out there.